So we're going to look at the Marvel superhero of Thor in honor of the new movie coming out, Thor Ragnarok. I love Marvel comics. Love DC comics. Thor, growing up, was one of my brother's favorite superheroes, and we liked Viking lore anyway. So Odin and Thor and Loki, all of those are of Viking lore, since that is part of my lineage. And so Thor was my brother's favorite. Something in the first movie of Thor that you see is Thor's acting like really irrationally, based off his feelings. He believes he's the greatest. So ultimately he goes and fights these frost giants, creates a war, and he's not allowed to have the hammer, Mjolnir, because of his foolishness. And ultimately, in order to wield the hammer, you have to be of true humility. And so, Thor isn't there, and by the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he does get there and he's able to wield the hammer. But that makes me think about myself ultimately. Like, am I a humble person? Do I practice humility in my life? It reminds me of this verse, Proverbs 18:12, before a downfall the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. It's the idea that if I think I'm high and mighty and I'm better than others, then ultimately that would lead to my downfall in the long run. But humility comes before honor. I'm lifted up when I humble myself. And it makes me think of who is the greatest person I know. You know, I think of most honorable person. And I think growing up, it would be my dad. My dad is an extremely honorable person. He's someone that says his words as bond. So if he tells you he's going to do something, he does it. If he, whenever he puts his hands on something, he does it well. But more than that, I think that he's an extremely humble person. The cool thing is he doesn't tell you that. Others would tell you that. And that's one of the characteristics that I see of a person of true humility, is when others say that they are a humble person. Something that my dad often does is he loves to lift people up. He loves to laugh with people. He loves to cry with people and listen and serve. He's not above doing certain things. I remember oftentimes I'd get really aggravated growing up when someone would ask something of me that I thought that they could do themselves, and he would get on to me about it and tell me that that's not helping the situation. It's actually just prolonging the situation. And then I remember him telling me that I should never be above helping someone no matter the situation. And I've taken that to heart. But I think about, you know, whenever I look at my dad, I wonder what the characteristics of humility are. And he carries a lot of these things. And some of these I looked up online and I thought that they were really applicable. These 10 are big ones. The first one is listening. Someone of humility is a great listener. They don't act like they have all the answers, and they don't feel like they need to have all the answers, but they just are a good listener. They ultimately just shut their mouths and open their ears and listen to your problems and your situations and figure out ways to help you. Two, self-control. A person of humility is of great self-control. They know when to act and when to hold back. They know when this is their strong suit and when it's not, and they're willing to control themselves. Three, they're servant-hearted. Like my dad would always say, you're not above serving somebody. Oftentimes in the realm of servanthood, we're willing to be a servant all the way up until we're considered a slave. You know, the idea that it's expected of us and then we stop doing it because it's like they're not showing appreciation. Well, God never gave us that option. I don't feel like it in the Bible. He tells us to be servant hearted, and it does. We're actually, God calls us a slave to Him. We're a slave to Christ, and so that's a pretty big word when it comes to our Western culture, but it's one that we need to take and almost wear it as a badge of honor. They're teachable. A person of humility is teachable. Someone who, when confronted by something, is they can correct. Constructive criticism is something that they take to heart, and they change, and they get better, knowing that they're not experts in this area. Five, they're compassionate. They see the needs of others. They want and desire to help others. This is someone that's not willing to just sit by and watch other people get hurt or dirty, or they're willing to help out the homeless, willing to give the shirt off their back because they see a need, and they meet the need. Number six, they're appreciative. They're thankful for everything they get because they don't believe that they deserve it. That comes with the idea of grace with Christ. We don't deserve it, but He gives it to us anyway, and we ought to be humble and appreciate it. Number seven, they rejoice with others. They laugh with those who laugh. They rejoice with those who got the promotion over them. They do these things because they love people. Number eight, they forgive quickly. They don't hold grudges. There's someone that when someone comes to them and they humble themselves and say, you know, I'm sorry for doing this or saying this or whatever, that they forgive them quickly because they realize that they're not on a high horse. Number nine, they build others up. And this kind of goes hand in hand with the idea of forgiving quickly. You know, they're quick to build someone up. And in Ephesians, it talks about building one another up in our words and in our deeds. And so this is where that comes in. And then finally, number 10, this is a person of true humility follows and loves the Lord. God is the example of true humility, sending His Son and dying on the cross, His Son dying on the cross for our sins when He didn't have to. He is God, and He has every right to be up in heaven looking down on us. But He chose to walk this life with us. He humbled Himself as a servant and died on the cross for us. And so when we follow Him, we are admitting that we are not worthy of His grace and all of that. But ultimately, we walk in a air of confidence with Him, but ultimately in humility, being a servant as He was a servant. So these are some things, that characteristics that I think we can work on as people living a life of Christ and being a good listener, of self-control, servanthood. We're teachable, compassionate, appreciative. We rejoice with others. We forgive quickly, build others up, and ultimately we love and follow God with all our hearts and our minds and our strength. So I would say that whenever it comes to who you are, remember this: before downfall, the heart is haughty. Your heart is, you think you're good, you think you're better, you think you're condescending, you're almighty, and the other side of it says, but humility comes before honor. Let's be honorable Christians. Let's be people who are of humility and more approachable, and people ultimately would come to know Christ because of our willingness to mirror His humility in our own lives.